regard to separation, which was said earlier is the main goal of any evil spirit, to separate people, and particularly on the issue of families, like it was also said earlier, that evil spirits want to separate mankind in general, but they particularly work hard on the people that you have chosen to be especially close to, whether you have a spouse and then in turn have children because of that. These are the people you've chosen to be especially close to, and evil spirits will work double overtime to separate in those areas. And it seems like one area where evil spirits separate is based on knowledge and who has what knowledge, who knows more and who doesn't know as much. And the separations aren't, if we need to visualize it, are not necessarily walls, but ceilings and floors. And either I'm under the floor looking up at the ceiling and somebody else is on the top floor, or else I'm standing on the floor and somebody else is underneath there on the second, the lower level. Well, that's the kind of separations that evil spirits make based on knowledge that and experiences that someone may or may not have. We have it, someone else doesn't, or someone else has it and we don't. So we're on one of the two layers based on an evil spirit image that we've been taught. Well, we can't get rid of an evil spirit with logic. God said that many times. It takes grace to get rid of an evil spirit. But maybe logic can help us to bind, fight an evil spirit, to convince ourselves that what they say is not true. And it seems particularly prevalent in kids. And again, we're telling on ourselves here, not pointing the fingers at anybody. We were all young, under the supervision of some kind of guardian at one time. Legally, we, under the age of 18, were supervised by someone else and told to do by someone else. And it's a common spirit for those of us in those positions, when and if we still are, if we were in that situation, to have evil spirits of separation between the guardian, the parent, or whatever the person is, because they think they know more and they just don't understand my situation, and they just don't understand. That's the phrase. Well, it is true that someone else may have more knowledge than us and more experience. It's always going to be true. Someone is always going to have more knowledge and more experience than us. We may be in the seventh creative day death. Someone else may still have more knowledge and experience than us. Someone in a fifth creative day, when we're in a seventh creative day, may still have more knowledge and experience than us in a particular area, because we're different. I may be 6 years old, just as an illustration, and there's a dog that's 14 years old. That dog has some experience that I don't have. We've heard stories about dogs going out in the street and grabbing a kid by the diapers and pulling him off the road because the dog knows that the kid can get killed. The kid doesn't know that yet. Well, does that mean the dog is superior to the kid? No, that doesn't mean the dog is superior to the kid. The dog just happened to be, by circumstances out of his control, brought into the world before the kid was. So that's the same idea with us growing up as kids under the supervision of a parent or a guardian, that we just have to face the facts that the guardian or the parent has had more experience than us, unless they've been sleeping for their whole life and not aware of what's been going on around them. They have been through more situations, more experience than us, and therefore have something to offer. Just like the dog, not equating the parents with the dog, but the dog has something to offer to the kid. It does not make an equation of superior and inferior. The same applies the other way. We as a kid are always going to have some knowledge in some area more than what our parent or guardian may have, because we're different. Like God has said many times, that two people can study through the same verses in a book or anything, be in the same situation, read through a track one study book. Doesn't matter, really. But evil spirits do like to work on track three knowledge, particularly. That we can be through the same reading material, study material, And at the end of the study period, we can both elaborate or talk about what we learned, and it's going to be two different things because we're different and we're going to pick up on different things that somebody else did not pick up on. That does not mean that we're superior to somebody else or somebody else is superior to us. That just means we're different. So evil spirits like to separate based on knowledge. And it is such an illogical thing when you look about the... Use the illustration of the dog if you have to. It is a really illogical means of making separations because of knowledge, because we have the illustration of Jesus breaking the bread and giving it to the disciples and the disciples feeding the multitudes, and in turn there was baskets full of fragments left over, which pictures that all the bread or the knowledge that we're going to put within our mind is not going to be something we're going to need, but it's going to be useful for somebody else because they're going to need it for their body. So all of our bodies are different, and we can't say that this person is superior because they have red hair and this person is inferior because they have black hair. That's a very good illustration. It's totally illogical to try to make that kind of equation. Well, so it is when it pertains to knowledge, that just because someone has been around longer, has more experience, does not make them superior or inferior or anything like that. So separation does not have to take place because of knowledge. Rather, God wants to teach us to, whether it's our kid that, let's say, they're studying fractions or ratios in school, and here we are 30, 40 years old, and far be it from us to remember how to add and subtract fractions and ratios, but let's say all of a sudden we need to know. Well, are we going to have the humility to go to our kid who just studied it in school and say, can you teach me how to add and subtract ratios? I forgot how to do it, or I never learned it, one of the two. So in what God wants us to be able to do is to value and appreciate different members of the body, of our own family, our spouse, who definitely has a different spiritual body and picks up on things in different ways than we do, just as we pick up on things in different ways than our spouse does. Our kids have studied a book maybe that we had 3 years ago, but they're going to pick up on things different than we do. So God wants us, instead of listening to the evil spirits to say, oh, they think they know more than I do. Well, I really know more than they do. Instead, God wants us to value and appreciate the different spiritual body that's working there. And like Paul said, that their abundance can be a supply for our need. What we're lacking in, we can reap the benefits of what someone else, the different spiritual body that someone else has. And then what a separation spirit will want to do in that kind of situation is prevent us from getting that knowledge, which is really illogical compared to what they're saying is, well, they think they know more than I do. They have more knowledge than I do. And what they're doing is preventing us from getting more knowledge. So we can value and appreciate the different bodies that God has and grow spiritually by that.